Chapter 10, H2F and Nutritional Readiness. Lessons Learned. Soldiers are more likely to adopt healthy nutrition behaviors when their unit leadership and holistic health and fitness performance team, HPT, display healthy behaviors. Warrior restaurant use can be improved by providing meal preps, multiple meals that can be picked up to go, and fueling stations or food kiosks located within the holistic health and fitness H2F operational area, in soldier barracks, or near the soldier's physical training facility. The H2F nutrition team can partner with the food venue managers to help them implement their existing healthy food promotion initiatives. The H2F nutrition team can assist unit leaders in creating a healthy worksite policy to promote healthy food and beverage choices in the work environment. It is helpful to provide nutrition handouts and education integrated with other H2F domains, for example, nutrition to improve sleep and nutrition for soft tissue injuries, to reinforce nutrition messaging across domains. A soldier's nutritional readiness is primarily based on their eating habits. A soldier's food choices and eating behaviors go beyond their physiological needs. Long-term eating patterns are influenced more strongly by the food environment than by an individual's willpower to follow a preferred diet. Other major determinants of eating behavior include policies governing food availability and advertising, the location and operating hours of food outlets, food placement within working and living environments, and individual variables such as social and psychological factors. The H2F nutrition team can enhance the nutritional readiness of soldiers by influencing the nutrition environment to make healthy eating patterns easier to follow. Tools and programs to assess and improve the nutrition environment. The United States Army has multiple tools and programs already in place that the H2F nutrition team can use to assess and improve the nutrition environment on installations. The H2F team uses these programs to promote dialogue and develop action plans to implement health promotion initiatives. They can also foster collaboration and assistance from the Brigade, BDE, Ready and Resilient Performance Center, R2PC, teams, and the Senior Commander's Ready and Resilient Council, CR2C. Many of these programs have free resources online. Listed below are two such programs. 1. Military Nutrition Environment Assessment Tool, MNEAT, is a checklist assessment of a military installation's nutrition environment and policies promoting and supporting healthy eating. This assessment evaluates Warrior restaurants, express, and grab-and-go stores, local restaurants, vending options, workplace food exposure, and other food options. 2. Go for Green, G4G, is a joint service performance nutrition initiative that improves the food environment where military service members live and work. G4G promotes better food and beverage selections, primarily in Warrior restaurants, to optimize performance, readiness, and health. Appropriated Fund Food Venues. Food venues that use appropriated funds include commissaries, Warrior restaurants, culinary outpost food trucks, and kiosks. These venues are typically integrated with installation operations and policies and have healthy eating initiatives and councils that provide the H2F nutrition team opportunities to collaborate. Commissary managers generally support the H2F nutrition team by providing commissary tours and in-store cooking demonstrations. The Registered Dietitian, RD, can promote the commissary's dietitian-approved thumb, DAT, a label on shelves and marketing materials to help customers identify nutrient-dense, high-performance foods. The RD can build rapport with their local Warrior restaurant by providing its personnel with their required annual G4G training. The H2F nutrition team can also offer menu and recipe recommendations to the Warrior restaurant to help them achieve the required G4G menu standards. Convenience is a significant component of food decisions. Many soldiers opt for meals outside the Warrior restaurant because of location, limited operational hours, or a lack of grab-and-go options. Installations can improve Warrior restaurant use by providing meal preps, multiple meals that can be picked up to go, and fueling stations or food kiosks located within the H2F operational area, in soldier barracks, or near the soldier's physical training facility. Installation, food culture, and environment. Building a positive food culture that normalizes healthy eating behaviors and optimal fueling for performance is essential. Soldiers may find it challenging to adopt healthier eating behaviors when the food advertisement environment and the convenient food options are counterproductive to health and performance. It is even more complicated when their leadership and fellow soldiers endorse poor food choices and fail to encourage healthier eating. Soldiers are more likely to adopt healthy nutrition behaviors when their unit leadership and HPT display healthy behaviors. The H2F nutrition team can influence the food environment by providing consistent messaging about eating to improve health and performance. For example, they can regularly provide 1 to 5 minute talks that include nutrition tips at the end of PRT sessions, and ensure the H2F nutrition team is visible during PRT sessions. These promote education through informal conversations, which soldiers often prefer to formal nutrition consultation appointments. Additionally, display nutrition-related flyers or TVs with digital nutrition resources throughout the H2F operational environment, the Brigade BDE, and the barracks. A positive food environment focuses on soldier performance, readiness, and health, which helps change the culture by reducing weight discrimination and removes the stigma of being overweight and dieting. An environment that is openly harsh toward weight issues may result in soldiers not seeking appropriate weight management assistance and instead using dangerous and extreme weight loss diets or dietary supplements. Those soldiers are also at an increased risk for behavioral and mental health issues. H2F personnel should encourage unit leaders to use respectful language like soldier with obesity or individual with excess body fat, rather than negative and unprofessional language such as fat bodies.